Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back. Congratulations for those of you who are here and you have survived to day three of building things with the new WordPress Studio Framework series of webinars. This one today is going to be slightly different because we are going to take a trip down Discovery Lane and take a look at a number of the other options that exist within WordPress. And hopefully over the next maybe 15 minutes or so, I'll be able to highlight what you can and can't do, where they fit into usefulness for a WordPress developer or a WordPress user. Because for many people, the WordPress Studio Framework may not be the solution, but you do need to have something that can extend WordPress using fields or other types of expansion capabilities. So, and I wanted to just point this out that by me showing you all these different options, you can see that there are tons of different ways to do the exact same thing. So before we dive into the WordPress Studio Framework and build a special shortcode builder, let's take a look at probably the two most popular solutions. One, most of you should already know about, and that's Pods. Pods was really one of the first plugins that came on the scene that not only opened the door to custom post types and custom taxonomies, but opened the door to a suite of fields that you can add into WordPress or connect. So part of why Pods became so popular was not only did it allow you to create custom post types or custom taxonomies or extend current posts or post types, but you could also create very basic settings pages. And then to top that off, it included, and it's always included, it's gotten more advanced over the years, but it started as a very basic template system so that you'd have a way to display your fields that you create, all the stuff that you're adding in. So if you are building all these fields, you will also have a method of displaying those fields using whether it is, like you can then connect up a template to display your information. I don't think they have the template in their screenshots, so there's not really a way for me to show that one without booting it up. And these are really old screenshots because they're prior to 5.0 versions of WordPress. So that's kind of, probably should tell them they should update their screenshots. So Pods is there. Pods provides a visual interface. Pods provides a set number of fields that are already predefined. And Pods also provides a templating system to display it on the front end. So this is where it all started. The other one that has been going for a long time is Advanced Custom Fields. This got a lot of popularity because lots of promotion they did at the beginning. A number of key developers latched on to Advanced Custom Fields, and they provided a slightly more robust option of fields that you can create for any type of custom post type, any type of option setting, and you can attach these fields anywhere. The other thing, it's also all visual. Lots of editing or creating inside WordPress. And then Advanced Custom Fields also went in and they didn't provide a templating system, meaning like you can actually type the template inside WordPress, but they do have a way that you can go into your WordPress theme, into the actual theme files, and edit or create or pull out fields. Now, one of the things that Advanced Custom Fields did is they have a kind of an advanced logic system. You'll notice how on this single.php, all you're having to do, the title is the actual WordPress thing, but get field subheading is, that means there is a field that you created with Advanced Custom Field, and you only needed to use get field. You don't need to fetch it out of the options table. It's being stored with the WordPress post data. So that means it's always going to be affiliated with that ID, and you don't have to query the ID. But that also means that you have to use different methods of extracting data if you're not doing just a custom post type field extension or a meta box type concept. But both of these are your huge visual systems. The other difference, Pods is free. Advanced Custom Fields has a free version, but to take full advantage of it, it does cost some money. Now, let's talk about, let me go to the other major visual editor, and that is Toolset. Toolset has grown over the years. They live in their own little ecosystem. And as they've added new functions and new capabilities, they have, like it first started was custom post type and custom fields. But then it has grown. They've started adding on different things that you can build, whether it's templates or whether it's access control over who can see things. And really it's become a whole building block that basically you buy into Toolset. And you're going to build everything with that. You don't need anything else. You're going to build everything inside their concepts. But it does, it's very similar to Advanced Custom Fields. There is a cost to it that you can, you're paying for. Same as Advanced Custom Fields. But these are the three major visual systems of extending WordPress using fields. Now, the interesting thing is Pods, Advanced Custom Fields, and Toolset all use different types of fields. They label them, they define them, and they validate and sanitize them all differently. So, this is the weird thing. Advanced Custom Fields, Pods, and Toolsets really don't play well together, because they're all unique. Now, the same is true for all the other things we're going to look at. And this gets back to why it would have been a huge benefit to WordPress, as I said on Tuesday, if back prior to WordPress 4.7, we went down the road of having a WordPress fields API, where we define what a field is, and then everybody can extend that field. Because so what is basically done is you have a basic Pods field, it's a Pods class, a field class, and then all the fields, whether it's a text, a drop down, a text area, or a radio button, a checkbox, these all extend the Pods field. All the fields for Advanced Custom Fields extend the ACF default field. So each one of these has a default field, and because of that, nothing plays well. You can make them kind of work together, but basically every single thing I'm going to show you, or almost everything, everybody's reinventing the wheel slightly. All right. So now let's talk about a few of the items that are not the kitchen sink. So these are the three that I would consider are the kitchen sink. You have to have the plugins installed on your site in order for it to be fully used. The next one is probably the most robust of everything, and it's also the closest along the lines of the new WordPress Studio framework that we've been looking at yesterday and today. Metabox started almost exactly like WordPress Studio framework, in the fact that what we're doing is going through and, let me see if I can, I don't know if they show the feature. I was looking for the example they don't have the example because it doesn't look good. But, oh, here, we'll just do the online generator. So if I generate the code, so basically take a look at this. Oh, this is really small. I'm going to zoom this in. Is this better? Hopefully you can see that a little bit better. So notice how we have a very similar concept between my WordPress Studio framework and Metabox. So you would install the library or one of the plugins, Metabox, and then in your own code, in a functions.php or in your own plugin or in some other place in the theme, we're going to write our own function. We're going to define a prefix so that everything we do has a unique prefix. And then in the same way I've built that everything is based off of an array, same is true for Metabox. But how they do it is all fields are stored in a Metabox, whether we're putting them with a post type, whether we're putting them on an options table, whether we're attaching them to a user profile, whatever we're doing. But everything is an array. So if you learn, all right, what we're going to do, because basically this is creating a Metabox, attaching it to these post types, here's context priority. So you'll see some of this is very similar and even almost exactly the same. Slightly different of how it returns and runs everything through a filter. I don't do that with the Studio framework. But if we come over here and we start adding fields, I'm going to add just a few, see if I can generate the code. Now you're going to see here in our meta box, we have a fields, which is very similar with an array, text array, URL array. So the metabox.io, very, very, very similar to what I was building with the WordPress Studio framework. One of the differences is they've been around for, I think, almost 15 years building this. And they've now broken everything into plugins to not only give you a visual editor, so you can actually edit, you can build things inside. Let me come down over here. You can choose to add or use it for specific purposes, like whether you're using the taxonomy, a settings page, creating groups, a visual builder to create these items, include, exclude, show, hide. So basically, everything is already wrapped into WordPress Studio framework. Everything is modular in Metabox. And then this one actually costs some money. And basically, it's a how many extensions do you want and how much advanced things do you need is the cost. But if I were to say what's the closest to the WordPress Studio framework, it's going to be Metabox. I believe I have more fields already pre-generated, but they have a lot more advanced additional things, you know, that are not just fields. Like you can actually create custom post types in with Metabox. So there's all these extensions that you can add so that this could be a 100% I can customize WordPress with. But most of the time, you're going to be using this for code. You're going to have just a library for Metaboxes, and you include that library folder of code in your own plugin, in your own theme, and then you refer to it or build using the code that I've been showing you. But I wanted to point out that this is probably the closest. Other things you can do to create your fields and your things that we were doing, you could actually just use Generate WP, except the things that we were doing, like this Metabox generator, where you add fields, is a premium version, and the premium, let me just jump over here, is actually quite expensive for what this does, or at least it used to be. For this, to just have a generator system, and we'll see how long it takes us to load their page. I completely forgot what it was, but it's not a cheap, you know, simple purchase. All right. While we wait for their page to load, we're going to continue on, and I'm going to show you two or three others that are kind of like this, allow you to create custom fields, but are a little less known. One of them is the WordPress Creation Kit, the WCK. And what it will do is when you turn it on, it lets you create in the back end. Let me show you the screenshots. So when we are creating fields, notice how, see if we're creating this, we add a new meta box. What's the meta box? Add your fields. So we create different fields. So we'd add another field, add another field. And you begin to visually build your meta box and assign it to the different things. And then here on the back end, it just displays exactly as we do. So what this is doing, WCK is basically a way to create custom post types and then is a wrapper layer for the default WordPress way of building and extending your fields. And one more, oops, I just closed the one that I wanted to. Whoops. There we are. The other one is custom field groups. This is, again, completely like MetaBox or WordPress custom field, WordPress Studio framework. But there is, like, you have different fields that you can assign, but you assign them to groups, and then you can assign them to post types. You cannot use Custom Field Suite to create standalone setting pages. There's just a lot that it's fairly basic. Oh, looks like they did add this. You can create option screens. It's one person developing this. It's probably the most basic option of all the ones I've just shown you. But these are where we sit. If you are more of a visual user, where you want the whole kitchen sink, you're going to want to probably stay over in the advanced custom field pods toolset world. If you are more of a coder, you like to hard code, not hard code, but you like to work in the code, lock it down, make sure that the client can't ever touch it because it's all in the code, you're looking more along the lines of either MetaBox or the WordPress custom WordPress Studio framework that I have built for you. Well, does that make sense kind of where it fits in this field world? There's a lot of confusion in terms because there's so many different options. But here's what I would say. You try them until you find something that works with how you work. And then stick with it. Because once you're building sites with MetaBox, you probably won't want to change. Once you're building sites with pods, you won't want to change unless you find something that does something new or better for what you're trying to do. And then at that point, you can say, all right, let me look at something different. All right, I'm going to close a bunch of these fields down, these windows down, and we're going to dive back into our WordPress Studio framework. And looks like I need to log in. Great. All right, 1 second. Why do I have to log in over here? All right, bear with me 1 second. Oh, I lost the share. Hold on. The window just went away. And now where did, here it goes. Let me bring this back up. All right, let me log back in here to the, oh, this would be nice if I could, oh, there we are. Because some of these are test sites, it does change. Like, I'll start to collect four or five different usernames and passwords. I probably should clean some of those off because we're constantly refreshing some of these dev sites. All right. So we've got our WordPress Studio framework installed. We've taken a look at the admin options, creating the meta boxes, and there's other things that you can do, and I would encourage you to dive into them. But what we're going to look at today is this shortcode generator. This is something very unique, and I think it's something many of you will be able to utilize immediately. So I'm going to make sure I've got my classic editor set here. And before we go on, we're just going to jump over here to the add new. Oh, actually, I don't want to do add new. We're going to go to the latest post, and I want to show you something. So here in our latest post, notice how I have a short code here. See how it says headline? So what if, so this is going to, so Lorraine, does a WP field correspond to an actual field in the database? Yes, a field that we are creating is stored in, whether it's in the post database or the options database, they're each an individual field that can be extracted out. Many of them are stored inside an array to save on space and as well as to optimize. I went into a little bit of that in yesterday's webinar, so I'll just leave it at that. So let me back up. Hopefully this right here should make a little bit of sense to some of you. If you've ever worked with shortcodes and you create some shortcodes for yourself, for example, let's say you have a shortcode for a client to drop in their boilerplate legal speak that might be at the bottom of each blog post. So what you normally do is you do add shortcode, which is the name of the shortcode, and then the function, which is defining what's happening in the shortcode. So what's going on here is a lot of times when we do a shortcode, it's never going to look just like this headline. Now I'm going to also show you the front end of the site. Notice how sample content for the headline. Well, where is that coming from? All I see is headline. Well, here we have basically shortcode attributes, and we have several different values that we are storing. Font size, color, and content. See, here's our default values. And then we are returning basically just an H2 tag with a font size, color, value in an H2. And that's our shortcode attribute. So whenever somebody types headline, we're going to output this. Now, a lot of times this is where we divert and maybe we hard code something. We just want the client to say headline, like this. But what if I said, okay, I'm going to teach the client that inside your short code, we could simply attach a font size equals, watch what I'm going to do, in my short code, font size equals, and I'm going to do 52 pixels. So hopefully this makes sense. You've seen these type of short codes where there are arguments inside the short code. Well, if I update this and we go take a look at our item and we refresh, look how big that got. Even though in our code we have default information that says it should be 28, but the way WordPress shortcode attributes work is we're going to load all the attributes. If the attribute is defined, we're going to use the defined value, not the default value. Basically, what is defined inside the actual shortcode is going to overwrite the defaults. So if we understand that, wouldn't it be nice for us to create a solution where the client can simply just say, I want to add the shortcode, and then we give them a visual user interface to customize these options? So let's do that. So we know we've got a font size, a color, and content. So let's start building our little short code. Now it starts the same way as we did on Tuesday and as we did on Wednesday. Because we already have installed the WordPress Studio framework, we're just going to do what we always do and just make sure that this class is loaded from that plugin. Again, we want to protect everything from not breaking if we don't have to have it broken. Then we're going to assign a prefix. And let's just prefix this with headline. Perfect. We'll just do headline. So that's going to be the prefix. I don't need that because we're prefixing it, but the prefix is how we're going to call that stuff out. So now I come over here and I say, all right, we're going to go WPSF because that's the class we're going to call. And instead of doing, as you've seen here, create metabox or create options, see what we did in Tuesday and Wednesday, we are going to create shortcoder, where we pull the prefix in and we start the array. So this is going to set up our shortcode where we are going to simply create a button title, and then we're going to take a look at where I'm getting these arguments for in the documentation, and I will say add headliner or add headline. All right, so let's first create the quick little section, and we're just going to get real quick, and let's just allow them to change the font size. So we're going to go WPSF, create section, using the prefix that's right there, headline, and our array, and let's create the title for this section so when we actually click on the short code button, it's going to pop up a modal window, and we need a title for that, and we will call this one Enter Variables for Headline. And then we can do view. Let's do normal. We can do, and when I go through the arguments here in just a moment, you'll see that you can do things like normal, contents, group, repeater. There's lots of things that we can do with this. Most of the time, you're going to do view. And then let's call shortcode. So this will establish the shortcode. We need to know what it is. Well, the shortcode is headline. And then, now that we know that the short code is headline, let's do fields. All right, so I'm doing fields here, but we're going to do a simple one. Let's just start the content one, because we already know how to do the text field. So if you missed the other one, remember, once we have built our section, all we need to do is go to all the fields that are available in the framework, find the field that we want. Oh, that's the text field that we want. And then, again, you'll probably begin to memorize these things. It'll become second nature. We have our array. So we can copy that array. And now we can go back here and say, all right, fields are here. So see, now what we let's actually change this, because our field ID needs to be content. Because, again, that's the content that's going to be used. Text. Enter headline text. And our default is going to be hello world. All right, so see how that's been kind of built up for that solution. So let me hit save. And we're going to see a little bit of what happens here. So everything's working. Let me refresh on our post area. Notice how there's now a button here. Hopefully you'll all start to see the aha moment. So rather than telling the client, okay, you need to just type in this headline, we've now been able to create a button, add headline. Oh, look at this. We now have a window that has shown up. Enter headline text. This is an amazing tool. And once we say this is an amazing tool, we can insert the short code. So look how it, what it's done. It's actually wrapped. This is an, the headline. Actually, that's not what I want it to do. Hold on. Let's see what happens on the outside. I may have slightly done this a different way. I have. Oh, I know. 1 second. Let me come over here. Bear with me 1 second. I'm going to comment out the original short code system. Okay, 1 second. Why is that not showing up? Well, I want content. Bear with me 1 second while I run around and try and figure out what's going on. Oh, contents. That's what I. So what I've run into an issue is it should have added the content here in the actual short code. Let's. And I'm running into the issue that that's not what we wanted. Oh, well, that's frustrating. I had this issue earlier when I was coding this, and then I ran into this issue. So what should happen, and it, what will happen once it's done, this would be a function, this would be a short code that already exists on your site. You would be able to create all the fields that would attach all the different variables that would be in whatever short code that you're using. Because we can define, okay, go find this short code headline. And it will say, all right, here's the content attribute, the argument. And it will allow you to create visual fields for somebody to fill in. And then you can turn around and build the short code. But for some reason right now, it's missing that. So I think I have an issue with the code base. And it was working earlier, and that's why it's a bit frustrating. Okay, so again, you can read a little bit more about it in the short code generator that will create that field. It does the exact same thing if you are running. Actually, let me just check and see if, for whatever reason, it's a classic editor issue. Maybe I had solved it in the block editor. So I'm deactivating the classic editor. Let's go back to our post. And at this point, because of this, I'm going to say, let's take a look at this. And I am looking for, let's find our... Here we are, our short code. Here's our add headline, hello world, insert short code, test. Let's publish this and check it out. This is the one I just did. Nope. Okay, it's still broken. My apologies. I seriously thought this one was done. Okay, so does everybody understand what it was trying to do before I broke my own code? So you would be able to then take any of your current short codes that are defined like a normal short code and build your own interface for customizing short codes. And this is in addition to being able to jump in there and extend comments. Like if you want to add an additional field for comments, you can do that. If you want to add an additional field and create widgets, you can do that. Add a user profile fields, taxonomies, meta box, customizer settings, options. This whole thing was built so that for those of you who want to create custom solutions for clients, or you are looking to release your own products, plugins, or themes, and you don't want to spend all your time writing a framework in order to store all your data and information, that's what this is there for. This is probably not there for somebody who lives inside a page builder or other themes, and it's perfectly fine using the user interface visual area of something like Advanced Custom Fields or Pods. And the final thing of why something like this would be useful is you only need to learn the basics of a PHP array. Because you'll notice everything is based on an array inside a class function. Everything is an array. If you can work within an array, you can copy and paste and build all the different fields and add the fields to wherever you want. So I know this was kind of a crazy week of a newfangled concept of working with WordPress, but sometimes we don't need full-blown pods running or advanced custom fields on running on our site. The plugin, the WordPress Studio Framework plugin, as either a plugin or as a library on your own code, is a very small overhead, meaning nothing runs unless it is called in this, you know, here, these classes. Nothing's running, and it's a tiny file. So the overhead is one of the lowest of any type of field building code bases. Now, you can use default WordPress settings, but it is a beast to use. And it is a much more complex one where you are defining the sections in where the fields are and what the field can and can't do, and I think it's simply just easier if we can read an array, we can organize and customize everything. So once I fixed the two or three issues in some of these locations, I'll be building like a full-blown meta box area. I'll be building a full admin area with example code, so that you can just drop that file in somewhere and you can see the examples running, and hopefully, which will have every single field in there, and it will allow you to say, all right, let me just copy this and I'll be able to build what I need. So that's the goal that will be coming. We will be doing more of this in the upcoming WordPress developer course. This is just kind of the setting the stage for the Studio Framework to be used as a part of a growing tool box of systems. And just, I'll put this out there if you missed the early part of, or the last part of last week and the early part of this week, don't forget there is a brand new plugin in addition to this one, Form Studio, that you can also watch that replay in the library as well as download a copy of the new Form Studio. So I hope you have, we're going to actually end this session early because now I'm really curious about why my short coder was breaking because it was working just on Tuesday. And so it's possible I've got something else going on with our test site. So I hope you've had fun looking at this. I know it's not the more, it's not the traditional type of WordPress training, but it's just letting you know as well as some of the new things coming down the road that you never know when you might need it. But if you ever have a client who says, hey, can you just show some extra fields if somebody selects a certain category? Absolutely. We can do that. We can pop up those fields. If somebody selects the front page category, we can then add in a few other fields that won't show unless they select that category. Or can we only show certain fields if somebody checks the button to say, oh, show me the advanced stuff? We can do that. You can do that all with the WordPress Studio framework. So I hope you guys have a great rest of your Thursday. And I hope to see you all in Slack because I've got a few other updates coming very soon.